Hear that? That's now Crispy and McCrispy strips meeting creamy Caesar sauce. Sounds extra crispy. Caesar sauce at McDonald's for a limited time. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hello?
Hey, Matt, it's Nicole.
Oh, hey, what's up?
I'm calling you because it is time for chicken to come home to whatever.
Yeah, like, okay, but that's what happens at the end of one of our episodes of the show.
Yeah, Matt, it's the trivia question we do at the end of our show. I got a trivia question for you, and if you don't get it right, I'm releasing every email in your inbox.
every unsent email or just re-releasing every email I've ever sent?
No, every single, I'm releasing your emails if you don't get this trivia question correct.
All right. Okay, yep. This is intense.
Yep.
All right, I get one chance? This is a one-chancer?
Wait, let me say Droughty Leaks is what we're calling it.
This is terrifying. Okay.
Hey, Matt, how many episodes did we make this season?
I'm gonna say I'm pretty sure that over the last 10 or so months, we made 42.
Okay.
You have no way of verifying that. If I had told you 80, you would have said okay. If I had told you 20, you would have said okay.
That's not true. I thought somewhere between 30 and 40.
God forbid you actually looked this up to have the answer to your own high-stakes trivia question.
No, I only came up with the bit right before we got on Skype together.
That's fair.
Well, Matt and listeners at home, you might have heard me say how many episodes we did this season. That's because this is the last episode of this season of Inbox. Oh, Matt, you got nothing? I figured you'd pick it up from there.
No, I was pensively gathering myself, and I was saying it's been quite a journey.
Ah, yes, it has been quite a journey. And if you enjoyed the journey, tell your friends, tell your family, pass it around on Twitter and Instagram. Let people know. Download the episodes. Hey, rate and review us on iTunes. And maybe, guys, we'll be back.
And I have one more. Maybe
one
if you
more
just
what?
Recently
what
started.
You have one more.
If you just recently picked it up, go back to the beginning.
Oh, yeah, they're all there.
Yeah, they're all there.
Inbox, they're all there.
Yeah, you feel like a Matt.
Yeah.
Because your name is Max?
Yeah.
That's not a easily confused thing.
No, it's...
You don't think?
It's a pretty clear X there, isn't it?
Sure, but like in your brain when you're picturing a name.
And also, I feel like if they meet me, it's like Matt fits. Right?
Yeah. But Max fits more.
That's true.
That could be your motto, Max fits more.
How come your computer is so fucking insane? In that it is an empty desktop and just
the
Skype icon. Like, what are you, it does sound like you're doing adult chat sessions. No judgment. What is this?
Not.
And then the next thing that popped up was, what is wrong with your Amazon? What's happening? What's wrong?
I can't click. This is a recent donation from my mother.
But she used it first.
She used it first.
That's why it's a donation.
Okay, yeah. I see. So then it is actually a donation. It's tax deductible.
Yeah, because she was like, hey, do you want a laptop? And I said, yeah. Because I only have a desktop normally.
What else is on? Can we scroll through what else is on Prime?
Is that
is
alert
Black
we'll
Panther
keep going until you go
to Black Panther? Did Black you call Panther. It an alert?
Yeah.
It's a rent or buy.
Is it? Well, that's my question. Is it available to rent yet?
Mm-hmm.
I rented it.
I gotta do it. That's my weekend.
That's great. Have you seen it yet?
No, I don't go to the movie theaters.
Oh, okay. I'm going, I don't have judgment about that.
Yeah, I will go for Star Wars and I will go for a Disney cartoon and I hate myself.
That's so funny.
But that's just the truth. That's just the goddamn truth. I go to be a child. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What a revelation.
Oh, wow. You know, that reminds me.
Hold on, Matt, Max, I'm so sorry. I just want to pause this for 1 second. What the fuck did you mean?
Because you said that and then you were like, oh, wow, I just said something real deep there.
Oh, great. That's... So when you said what a revelation, you were mocking me.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Max, what were you saying?
I was going to say that when I saw Beauty and the Beast, the live version with Emma...
Watson.
And thank Thompson. You. So you couldn't go wrong there.
I cried.
Sure.
Because I haven't seen Beauty and the Beast in so long. And when they sang Be Our Guest, I was very emotionally touched.
Oh, that's really lovely.
I did so many jobs that I served other people.
Oh, no. You were moved by Be Our Guest because of your history in the service industry?
Yeah, because I was
Max.
Like...
Max.
Because I felt like they were talking to me as a viewer, like they wanted me to be the guest.
Max.
And I was like, I haven't been the guest for a while.
Oh, wow.
And so that felt really nice.
Now that's a revelation right there.
That is a revelation.
You've got mail.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell. And our guest this week is actor, performer, Max Brand.
Hello.
Hey, Max.
Hey.
Oh boy.
This first email I'm looking at is batshit insane. And it is the second email from the top. Can you, Max, can you who it's from and then just read us the subject because it's bananas.
Okay. Stand up showcase.
And then the subject line of the email is
725, 756, which is an insane time, 810, 815, 850, 905 p.m., David Vicari, parentheses, Telsey and Company, casting. End parentheses, Monday, June, and then we can't see the whole subject because it's
what
that
is
long.
What is this? Is this what casting emails look like?
No, that's like the things that you pay to meet someone.
What are the times?
That's like the slot you go in. So it's like a 5-minute or like a 10-minute slot.
Looks crazy. I've never seen an email. It's just 725, 756, 810, 815, 850, this is bananas.
In the subject line. That's what's
in
insane.
In the subject line. That's what's
thing.
Insane. Do people understand what we're talking about? Send yourself an email that looks like this and you'll see how crazy it is.
And do people understand that we have buried the headline because the headline is also right there, isn't it, Nicole?
Oh, the headline
is number?
Nope.
Yeah,
Max, say that goddamn number out loud.
I shouldn't agree
inbox,
to do this.
Inbox, parentheses, go.
16,593.
Unread emails.
That's easily far a runaway.
Is that a runaway
number.
Winner?
Well, we had a guest, and has her episode aired by now? I don't know. She had 45,000 something. Maggie Widows had 45,000 something, but.
That is.
This is all. That was an old email.
Say, yeah, Maggie had a goddamn system.
Did she?
Maggie told us she had a system.
She didn't read anything. That was her.
Yeah, that was her system.
Yeah.
But she only had 11,000 in her Gmail.
Right. Only.
She had 45,000 in a throwaway email.
Right.
Max, who do you not want? I'm just pointing at your computer. Max, who do you not want to email?
Email. Roulette.
Well, there is one person, but it would be deep. It would be way past the current where we're at right now.
What are you talking? What are you saying?
Nothing's wrong with that.
What do you mean? It would be deep, and it would be way past the current.
Like I don't. There's somewhat like there's a.
They didn't email him today. This person.
Right. No,
not...
it was like from years ago. That's like.
Wait, are you talking about an email you want to reply to?
Oh wait, you're just talking about a person just to email.
Yeah. Hey, Matt.
Yeah. I told
did you
him.
Tell him about the
yeah,
show?
But he
no,
read,
I know.
But
I
he
know.
Doesn't read emails. We now know. I did prep him. I should have done it over the phone. We should have had a phone call.
I read the email. I read the whole email. But I was thinking like it didn't have to be someone like. In my current life, I was like, "Oh, it could be someone in my past."
No, it has to be someone. I mean, it's
oh,
your
I see.
Current life would be weird.
No,
yeah,
we've done current life.
Who?
Someone emailed a personal trainer, for example.
Yeah,
that they were trying to break up with.
You're right. You're right. Good looking out.
Thanks.
Max,
yeah.
Who is it?
Honestly, former friend.
We got to rebleep that name. Oh my god, I want to throw up. Okay, cool. Ooh, I think this is the first time I know.
Yeah.
Oh, Max, that person might listen. Are you okay if that person listens?
Ooh, honestly, it would be interesting.
Okay.
I'm kind
great.
Of interested.
Okay.
If the person listens,
because sometimes
bring
that happens.
It on.
Oh.
Okay, beautiful. But I'm going to be here. Do you know when you go bowling
mm-hmm.
and there's bumpers?
I can't wait for this. Okay.
I'm going to be here for the bumpers. I'm not letting you go in the gutter.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
Let's open a compose box.
Ding. Okay. Let's do it. My heart just started racing.
Really?
I was like,
when you
told me all the details, I was like, this was the only name that I was like, that is the only person that I would like dread
mm-hmm.
an email to. And then I have to do it.
That's really brave.
We know former friend, Nicole maybe knows more than that. I don't know more than that. The listeners don't know more than that. Can you paint a portrait for us?
Sure. Sure. So we were close friends, and we did an activity together, and we were part of like a team, okay. Like a group. And
let's say bowling league.
Let's say bowling league.
Great.
I was a late addition to the bowling team, and I not like late, but I was an add-on. So the team had formed before me, and I was invited by this individual. Yeah, I was invited by this individual, and I was like, "Oh, cool!" And then I met everybody. It was very cool, and he seemed super chill, super cool, and we got along real well. And we both have similar mentalities on like philosophy of life. And so I was like, hey, this is great. And at that point, I was looking for a bowling league that was serious about bowling. And because, you know, a lot of those bowlers, they just want to drink beer.
Bowl. Look, you still want to win. You want to bowl well. You want to take the activity seriously.
So, yeah. So anyways, I was invited. We got closer and closer, and he would like kind of admit things to me. And I was like, okay, this is just a close friendship. But I've always been like with my male friends, I feel like there's always like a level of like, we don't need to go here. Uh-huh. You know, it doesn't mean that we're not close, but it's like, we don't need to go too deep here.
Yeah.
And then there's other friends that I'm like, I can go wherever with and it's fine. But like most guys, especially in bowling, I'm like, we're only going to go here. Then we start getting, you know, closer, whatever, hanging out more. And he's into, let's say, a fellow bowler.
Mm-hmm.
And I was neither here nor there about it. But he was like, yeah, but it's no big deal. And I was like, okay, cool. And then time passed. And then I was like, well, I kind of like this bowler. And I can't believe I'm saying this story on a podcast. Okay. So I start flirting with the bowler. And we start hanging out, and then he's like, "What's that about?" And it just got insane. He compared. All I'll say is he used a war analogy for our friendship because of what I did.
Trojan War.
Modern, like Iraq.
No, he did
or like
not.
Afghanistan. I think it was Afghanistan
mean,
or
like Iraq or Afghanistan.
Because I forget if it was Afghanistan or Iraq, but it was a desert war. He basically said. He said, well, what you did is basically like if we both were at war together and then we came back home and you slept with my wife. And I was like, I don't think that's what this is at all.
So the bowling league is war.
The bowling league is war.
This person he had romantic interest in
mm-hmm.
is a wife.
It's, to be clear, just yeah. interest, right? There's just...
But here's my other question. You're both back home from war. Why isn't he watching his wife?
Honestly, great question.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was just... It was...
My head is swimming between bowling and war analogies and like how... Yeah. The bowling thing is really simple to follow, but then when you put the layer of war in there...
Right.
And leaving for war and coming back...
Well, I think that's because that's not perfect. Okay. And then this person, I'm assuming, left the bowling league?
Well, they tried to get me out of the bowling league.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, I'm okay with leaving this bowling league. There's another one, you know, in Williamsburg that I could be a part of.
Mm-hmm. At the gutter.
At the gutter, yeah. There's one in the gutter. I don't need to stay in Bowmore Lanes, you know what I'm saying? But he ended up getting kicked out of the bowling league. And it was...
For other behaviors?
Yeah.
Great.
I mean, well, it felt like it was surprising for everyone. It was definitely surprising for me. And it was hard because I also don't want to make it seem like I just hate when it's like people are painted like, oh, this is a bad person. I don't think it was a bad person. I think it was we very much communicated on a very different level. And I felt bad about the entire situation.
Right.
But it was one of the most insane situations I've ever been through in my life.
Yeah. So not a bad person, but a person who maybe did behave badly at this time.
Yeah.
How long ago did this, were you on the bowling team?
I would say 7 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Six or seven years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have to be somewhere at 7:30?
Yeah, but I already told them
I'm
not going
to be. It's the 7:56. He's got the 7:56
yeah,
I got the 7:56
time slot. Oh, yeah.
7:25, 7:56.
How was the last encounter?
It was like a non-encounter.
Okay.
When was it?
4 years ago, I would say, or 3 years ago, probably 3 years
Very
ago.
Very recent.
Yeah, because I remember thinking, I thought this man might have moved to a different area to bowl. And I was surprised. Yeah, that was it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Let me ask you this. Do you think this, is this friendship, is there something to be salvaged here?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I mean, the hard part is that I don't like, I'm talking about it subconsciously. I'm probably talking about it because I would love if it could be resolved. And I like, in a way of like, I would love if, I don't think we'll ever be like good friends again.
Right.
But I was like, just as far as like the world is concerned, it's like, I have such intense animosity and like nervousness about it that I'm like, I don't like having that in my system.
Yeah.
Let's get started. Matt, I need something from you.
Okay.
We're not, the whole thing's not going to be about bowling. That's stupid. We hit the joke too many times.
I would never.
Right. However, I would love for the subject line to be, what is the thing that bowling scores are on?
Scoreboard.
Great. So just call it scoreboard.
Great.
Great. And then next line.
So you're done with me. I can take off now.
Yeah, you're good. And then body of the email.
Okay.
Hoof. You type hoof.
H-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O. Nope, more O's. H-O-O-O-O-O-O-O.
P-H, right?
P-H.
Hoof.
Great. I'm scared. Okay. And I don't want to be anymore.
Wow.
Getting right into it.
Yes. Not of you, certainly.
Wow, bold, okay.
But of the idea of our animus existing in the universe for us both.
Okay.
Great, period. Great, next line.
Should I, okay.
Can we ever be war buddies again, question mark? Certainly not.
So it feels very one-sided.
But, wow, you are a big fan of the comma in the run-on sentence, Max. And so we're going to lean into it.
Okay.
But I can do what I can to mitigate the toxic energy. No, let's do Tazic because you wrote a Z. So let's do toxic energy.
It's like Tazo-T.
Okay.
Oh, it auto-corrected. All right, I'll go back.
Nope, energy with two E's at the top. Energy. That, don't get, turn off autocorrect. This is offensive for this segment. That exists between our energy bodies.
Oh boy. Energy spheres?
Yeah, energy spheres.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm going to do.
Please put a period. Oh, no, he didn't.
He didn't. He hates them. Nope. Here's with two E's in a row. Here's what I'm going to do.
I should have told
here
you.
Here is a list.
Yeah, so I write.
Yeah. Here is a list. Yeah, great. Here is a list of things I like about you.
Okay.
Matt, I would love it if you could just handle the list.
Okay.
In fact, put your hand on Max's shoulder. And Max is going to hand you, he's going to send you some things and you're going to tell him and then Max is going to type them.
You're funny. You think about the world at large.
You stopped touching Max.
Oh, I got it all. I downloaded
okay,
it.
Great.
Yeah, I felt like it was getting weird.
And small.
No, he didn't say that.
Wow, you're but a bitch. Great, next.
Yeah, and small. That's a good add-on. That's it. What else we got?
Put your hand on Max if you need something.
Okay. You are a thinker.
Four. Casserole. Five. You put energy into everything you do.
Okay.
You, number six. You take everything you do seriously.
Seven. You move through the world with lightness.
Okay.
There's a typo and I love it. Next line. Oh, no. Actually, there, seven's good.
Yeah, there's no typo.
There is.
Missing word, but it's okay.
Max, read the sentence out loud. Read the sentence out loud.
I didn't see it. You move the world with the lightness.
Great. Yeah. And let's do a sign off. Let's do a sign off.
Okay.
Hoping that there can be peace between us in these times of war.
Okay. And then in parentheses, desert. Great. And then sign it, Matt. Nope, equals sign.
God, Matt. You're the worst person to type next to. All right.
Great. Yep. And
put that away for a tick.
Okay. Done.
Beautiful. Max, we're looking at 39,000 emails in this inbox.
Yeah.
I got to see.
Wait. Oh, 39,000.
Yeah. Can you hover over the 39,000? Nope.
You mean the 16,000?
No, 39,000.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, you can only go newest or oldest. I want to see like the 26,000th
email. The median?
I want the median, yeah.
Okay, we can do that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Know. Can we?
If we do oldest and then we figure out, no.
No, we can't. We can do the midway point in time.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So we have to go oldest
first. Just go to oldest. The bottom of the box. Bottom of the box.
Scroll down.
So embarrassing. It's all GNC. It's GNC and Apple. Back when I was working out more. God. All right. Anyways.
Okay, the very first email is, ooh, wow, Max, we're looking at an actual Gmail, like welcome to Gmail email, which you didn't open but didn't archive and didn't delete. You lunatic. Great. Oh, my God, Max, this is so funny. It literally looks like you were born on the day that this email started, because here's what happens. It's my mother's birthday, September 22nd, 2008.
Oh, wow.
That's the day your mother was born.
Shut up. And the first email is, Gmail is different. Here's what you need to know. And the next email from the same goddamn day is Facebook registration confirmation. And then the next email from the next day is, welcome to Staples.com. Did you just become a person?
And then we get into the GNC and then...
And then a ton of GNC. Ooh, and look at this. We got an email you were supposed to respond to, but you didn't. We got an email, your fifth email in. It says draft. Click on it. We might be sending an email right now.
Okay.
Oh, I did. What is this about?
This was the school I went to, like an acting conservatory, it had
a MySpace page.
Had a MySpace page. And it had like a film race. Like it was like you create a film in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was part of that.
And okay, great. And so they sent you an email about it, and then you responded with,
thanks, Selena. I'm getting ready.
3 exclamation points. What's very funny is the whole point of these like filmmaking races is that you can't prepare. I keep doing this thing where I add H's to words, and I want everyone listening at home to know I noticed it, and I'm going to stop, where you can't prepare in advance.
Right.
So what do you mean you're getting ready?
You have to have camera equipment ready.
Oh, okay.
You
I guess that's fair.
You have to know who your team is.
Okay, I guess that's fair.
It's a really funny thing to say. Like, does she care what you're doing?
No.
Thanks, I'm going to participate.
3 exclamation points. I need to see the first email you ever sent. Go to sent mail.
Go ho to.
Go ho to. Shut up. Ew, why did it open in a new window?
Because the trackpad's weird.
Okay, great. Go to your, you've sent 6,000 emails.
Yeah.
No, go to oldest.
How do I
you
do that?
Just
don't,
did it.
Yeah, be careful. Oh, don't run afoul of her on this clicking stuff. Go down to the bottom of that page.
Oh, no, 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 no.
It's a family email. I don't want to read that one.
Do you really not want
to
read that one?
No, it's fine. I'll be fine with it.
I need to know who wrote the little thing that we're seeing.
Okay.
So, hey, guys, in addition to being in bottom of the box, we're also in parental alert.
Parental units.
Wait, I...
Parental alert. Parental alert.
Stop it. It's parental units. But also, this email was sent October 10th. You had Gmail for 2.5 weeks and you didn't send an email? Not even one? Like, hey, got this new email account. Just incubating for 18 days.
And then his family emailed him, the host aliens that sent him to Earth. Click on it. I know why you didn't want
to
see it.
We need to look authentic.
This is actually, this is my aunt and uncle. It's not my parents.
Okay. So your aunt sent you an email that says,
Max, for some reason, this is no longer posted on the website. I'm going to have to find out who in our individual business would have knowledge of this position and get back to you. If this one is dead already, I will continue to pursue those types of opportunities. Do you have a current version of a resume or do you need to create one?
Definitely need to create one because you didn't have anything at this point.
Great. Okay, scroll down.
Okay.
Cool. And then I just want to read what's the second to last email and then what's your response to it?
Second to last is...
that's some context.
Okay,
there.
Yeah, do that. Okay, do that one.
Okay, I said to my aunt, Karen, I said, thank you very much, you guys. I just got a job working at a Belgian cafe behind the counter. I think I'm going to hold off on working on that resume, at least for a while.
No, thank you for offering.
I hope all is well. And again, I really appreciate all the help you guys have given to me. Sincerely, Max. And then my Aunt Karen said, no problem. Smaller type. Good luck with the new job. Do you serve Belgian waffles? ? Happy face. Aunt Karen. I do serve Belgian waffles. I make them too, although it seems I'm much better at spilling them. Wow.
Oh, I think there is, no matter what place you're in your life, saying, I'm going to hold off on working on that resume at least for a while is a bad sign. Like saying, I'm not going to be looking for another job right now. That makes sense. That's emotional energy. But to say like, I'm not even going to make a resume. I'm going to wait to make a resume for a little bit.
I'm pretty pumped about this new situation is basically what that says. Like, I think I'm straight for a while now. Like, I'm good.
Fast forward literally a decade later, Max is in a movie theater crying over Be Our Guest because he's been in serving positions for too long.
Wow, that was the genesis of it right there.
That's very beautiful. Excellent. Hey, Max, I got to check out your drafts.
Oh, what's in the box?
Oh, and it opens in a new window again.
Yeah. There's something going on with the clicking here.
That's how it does it.
Right? Oh, my God. You have so many blank emails in here.
Yeah.
That are just your, wait, what's this one that says, okay, yep, we got a couple we have questions about.
Okay, that's freaking me out.
Oh, no.
This is the first truth.
Wait, what's the date on that? Don't touch it. What's the date on it?
January 27th. Oh, no. Wait, go up.
All Max, right. So okay from May what?
May 7th.
May 7th. Okay, great. So it is an email to Max from Max.
Yeah.
Subject line, okay.
All caps.
All caps spelled out. And then click on it. And then it's an image that you sent yourself. Do we want to know what the image is?
We have to.
It's very obvious. I mean, as a performer.
Oh, it's just your headshot?
Yeah. It's lame. Lame payoff.
Okay. And then what's the next one that just says aisle? Oh, it's from today at 1:04 p.m. And it's just the word I will.
Oh, yeah, because I was sending an email to the group that I'm meeting later that I'll be late.
Great. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this? Hello. We've got from November 13th, 2015. We've got an email subject line, all the best.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not talk about that. It looks personal. Okay.
Yeah, that one's real intense.
Okay, but let's give some context. It's all the best, and then it looks like it's a very personal, intense email reassuring somebody who's been going through some things, right?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you send it? Why is it still in your drafts?
Oh, because it's... I'll just tell you this story. We've already gone there. No, this was a girl that I was dating for a little, or a woman that I was seeing for
well,
a
you
while.
Already, we're not cutting out girl that I was dating
okay, well,
and transitioning to woman I was seeing.
Well,
that's
anyways.
Funny though. That's a funny adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so we hooked up and then, she called and she like accused me of like very intensely, not like a conversation, but like, you did this to me. You gave me like an STD. And I was like, hold on, like, let's pause many things. And I was like, there's a lot of reasons why you could have had those symptoms. And she had just moved and she was no longer living in New York. And she was like, this is your fault. This is like, and I was like, hold up, like, this is like, and so the email is like, I know you're going through a lot, but can we just not blame me for everything? And then it turned out that it wasn't what she thought it was, and that it was not anything.
So she didn't even have an STD.
Right.
Called you up,
mm-hmm.
blamed you for an STD that she had guessed that she had.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Can you name the STD?
No, because I don't remember the. It was like
a fun. It's a new segment. Name the STD.
No, it was. I don't remember the type. I don't. It was like. It was something that I'd never heard of before, and she was like, a lot of times she's like, yeah, a lot of guys haven't heard of it, and they and they give it, and I was like, I don't
HPV.
Know. No, it was. I don't know. And I went to like a clinic, and the guy was. It was like this old Russian guy, and he goes. Oh, yeah, the pills. He gave me a bunch of pills in case it was.
Stop. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on.
I did go too far.
Hold on. No, you did not go too far. Okay, so you get a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And here are the things. You're accused of giving somebody an STD.
Right.
That it turns out, in addition to you not having, she also did not have. And yet, you have been treated for that imaginary STD.
Because, because it's one of those that, like, for... It was like weird. It was like they said for like men, it wasn't like you don't have any symptoms.
Right.
So he was like, you can take this, but we won't know if you ever had it or didn't have it.
Is it chlamydia?
It wasn't chlamydia.
Wait, men don't get chlamydia?
It's infertility for women and like there are no symptoms in men.
Wow. Yeah. It's here's, something.
But here's what's nuts about the situation I think that we're trying to put our finger on. It's someone raised a hypothetical situation that turned out not to be true. And you know what? Might as well, just in case, you know, I actually have that thing that she didn't have. I'll get treated for it just because I just now found out about it.
But do women know? Women know if they have chlamydia, right?
Yeah.
You know if you have chlamydia?
I feel like everybody.
It's just as soon as Rachel was like mystical disease that causes infertility. I was like, I have it. I can feel it. I just have it.
On the CDC website, is it trichomoniasis?
Yeah, that's the one.
Wait, say it again.
Oh, God, I cannot pronounce this.
That's the one.
Trichomoniasis.
Google trichomoniasis.
Okay.
Do your best job to spell it.
Yeah. Put your hand on my shoulder if you need to try to channel the spelling.
There it is.
There it is.
Ew, it's a parasite. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this will make your dreams.
Oh my God, most people who have it cannot tell they're infected. I'm dead. We can't read about this anymore. I'm going to die.
Hold on. So why did she think she had it if there are not symptoms?
There was something. Hold on. There's general symptoms that could be a lot of things.
Right. Gotcha.
Oh, but men also can have things.
Yeah. You know, she raised the issue and I was like, I will get treated for this because there's no downside.
Nicole? Over under, how many minutes are you going to spend on this website tonight? Over under 35 minutes.
No, I actually don't let myself Google things.
So you're going to stay away from it?
No, here's what's going to happen is I'm looking at this website. I've taken in some snapshots and then this is true. And
you're
then I'm
going
to go home
them?
And I'm going to replay the snapshots in my head and I won't let myself go to the website and I'm never going to sleep again.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
And so you never sent this email?
No, because we ended up having a phone conversation that
Do
was better.
You want to send it right now?
Yeah, sure.
No, stop it.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No, I definitely. All right.
What is you guys are great and I'll tell you why? Another email that seems really emotionally important that you didn't send it to anybody. Click on it.
I don't know what this is.
And it's a very nice email you wrote to two people.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the subject line.
Yeah.
And you're basically just telling them they run a great movie set.
Yeah.
And you never sent this email.
I sent a different version of the email.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to make you hit send.
That's funny. I actually just saw them recently.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, I just write really nice emails and then don't send them.
Yeah, terrible.
No, I sent one. Okay.
Oh, okay. This is the best drafts has ever gone. God bless. Praise.
Did you guys ever have those old Nokia phones that would like guess the type
the
of
T9.
Words? The T9.
Oh, I was good at that.
Yeah. And when my friend first told it to me, and this makes me sound very dumb because I was in eighth grade, and he was like, yeah, it just guesses what you want to say. And I was like, that is so cool. And so I just took it and I would just hit the number one over and over again. And I was like, and I was like thinking, I was like, I'm just not concentrated
enough. Trying to put your hand
on
his shoulder.
Basically. Yeah, I was basically. And then I did it for, it was like 30 minutes. And I went, no, no, you're so stupid. No. And
but
I just, I was very mad at myself.
It's not working.
Wait, were you talking to the Nokia? And saying it was so stupid?
No, I was talking to myself, like, no. Of course it doesn't read your mind. You moron. It doesn't think like, oh, Max's thoughts are going to be on this message now.
And again, this is so 8th grade, so you're like 14.
Yeah, I'm 14. Yeah. I lived in Singapore at the time.
Do you have text conversations with, do you have anyone you have especially like long conversations with over text?
I would say, I mean, my girlfriend or a good friend of mine that's, he lives in New York too.
Any good girlfriend chats?
You got anything fun we can reenact?
Probably. So this one was just me taking a photo of the dog I walk, which is a Rottweiler in Bed-Stuy. And then I'm like,
You send each other a lot of selfies, and I really like that. I wish we did that more. Ugh, that's great.
Lots of selfies.
Like, I wish we did that more. I'm going to do it more now.
Everybody has their like selfie thing, right? Because like our like angle that you do to like hide the things you don't like, at least for me, it's like I always take it at a low angle. Then you can't tell that
Well, I'm always navigating around my nose. I just have to pick the right nose angle.
Wait, go back.
Okay.
Why did you send her childhood photos of you?
I was cleaning my room and I uncovered all these headshots and I found my headshot from high school, my senior portrait from high school.
It looks like 90210.
Yeah, it's true. It's truly. It's so pretty ridiculous. Epic.
So what we're looking at is Max staring right at the camera. His hands are to the side and they are somehow over the back of a chair. Are you sitting on a chair back? Where are you in relation to that chair, right?
Where's the chair?
So the chair is one of those,
I don't know if you guys have heard of this chair.
No, but it's like, you know those stools that, I don't know how many people see them nowadays, but they're like stools with backs on them.
Like at a bar.
And so it was like one of those stools, but I was sitting on a smaller, like normal size chair and I was leaning on the back of
Were you taking
direction
there?
I was correct that this orientation was crazy because the chairs were in fact two chairs. Wild.
Two chairs, senior portrait. That's what you pay the big bucks for.
Max, it's the most insane fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life because it means that stool was just brought in to be leaned on.
Yeah.
Do we have a Frosted Tips thing going on a little bit?
No, but he made the lighting look like that.
Got it.
Yeah, so it looked like my tips were frosted, but it's just where the light is. I mean, we do have interesting conversations, but somehow I'm finding all the ones that are just like, hey, could you find my Apple Watch charger in your car?
Who's looking for the Apple Watch charger?
Her.
Were you about to say girlfriend?
Or just girl. Girl.
Girlfriend was looking for a charger. Yeah.
Is that what you were about to say?
The thing was, I was going to say her name, but then I was like, should I mention her name? And then I was like, then I was about to say girlfriend.
I almost feel like.
Not my girlfriend.
I feel like Max is like.
Girlfriend.
Has dug deep a couple times, like emotionally, and now he's just starting to break down. He's just like, girlfriend. He's like losing
feelings,
words.
Girlfriend. I want to be haunted by demons of my past, and I'm going to sound like an idiot.
We haven't done your tube.
That's what I was thinking about.
What's your tube history?
Go to YouTube.
Okay.
People are increasingly flummoxed by that question.
Yeah, I await the day when somebody will just get it.
I mean, I have a feeling, but.
Okay. Click on your face. Or no, click on the three lines.
Top left there.
Go to history.
Oh, I should have seen this coming.
Here's what I love. I love because every time people are like, oh my God, what? This is a thing?
Okay.
Oh. Okay, let's go to search history. Pop up in a new window. This is so fucking infuriating. Okay, so it looks like you were looking at comedy people stuff.
Yeah.
And then you had to listen to Fastballs Out of My Head.
Yeah, because I was recently on a road trip and we played it and I was like, I love that song.
And then you listened to Fastballs The Way.
Well, that was a mistake. I was trying to get to Out of My Head and I clicked on, I clicked on The Way because I couldn't remember the name of Out of My Head.
No, this is search history.
Right.
So you typed in The Way.
Right, because I knew that that would lead me because it was the same album as Out of My Head.
Then you listened to Pool Party by Aquabats.
Mm-hmm.
What's Dr. Brand Billings, Montana? Oh.
That's my brother. And he was on this news segment in Billings, Montana. And I thought it was really funny, but my parents only texted it to me. And so I was trying to find it on YouTube.
Did you find it?
No.
Damn it.
And you tried like 3 times to find it. Yeah, wait, what do you mean they only texted it to you?
Like they videotaped it on their camera on their phone, and then they texted it to me, and they're like, "Your brother is on TV." And I was like, "Oh, cool." And it was, you know, it was just very funny to see him giving doctor advice.
He was not a man on the street. He was like a person interviewed for the segment.
It says Dr. Brand.
All right, take it easy.
But it was about like
never do that again.
It was about cold prevention. And so he was just telling people how to prevent colds. It's a small place.
What's Beckwith? Who's Beckwith?
Oh, that's my spiritual stuff. Michael Beckwith. He's like a spiritual teacher.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Were you studying a Dutch accent?
I work with someone who's Dutch, and
you wanted to make fun of them.
I wanted to see if I could get it down to the point where she would be like, "Hey, you actually sound Dutch."
Do it now.
No, I can't.
I can't.
So what I remember is I used to know the song in Dutch. Get me into it. Sinterklaas kapoentje, gooi wat in mijn schoentje, gooi wat in mijn laarsje, dank je Sinterklaasje. Ah, it's very fun to be here in the podcast with you folks. It's very fun.
Let me see if singing this song in a perfect Dutch accent in Dutch will get me into my Dutch accent. yeah, it worked. Okay, good. Okay,
is that
cool.
A Christmas song?
Yeah. It's like, well, it's not Christmas. It's before Christmas. It's when Sinterklaas, who is... technically Santa Claus's cousin.
Stop it. The Dutch didn't give themselves a Santa Claus. They gave themselves Santa Claus's cousin.
Well, yeah. It's like, I think that's how they explained it to us when we were there. I think later realizing as an adult, I was like, oh, I think this was just their Christmas. But I'm offending probably people, but what? Go ahead.
When you say, okay, so what happened is I asked you about Santa Claus, and you said Santa Claus's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talked about it for a second, and you're like, well, later I realized as an adult, and it's like, you mean right now, because when you first explained this to me, you said cousin.
No, I...
Google Santa Claus. Because, yeah, that... Why did your parents tell you the Dutch Santa Claus couldn't just be Santa Claus? Why did it have to be Santa Claus's Dutch cousin?
It wasn't my parents. It was my school, the International School of Amsterdam.
Is trying to, like, protect...
I think it was because we could celebrate both.
Wait, what do you mean both?
Christmas and Sinterklaas visiting. It's like, because Sinterklaas comes in the weeks before Christmas.
December
Christmas
6th.
Happened. Yeah.
Is it December 6th?
I think so.
Look it up.
What is the date of Sinterklaas?
Where'd you get that from?
It's, yeah, 6th of December. Yeah.
Bitch, because that's my name saying. I know the day.
Oh.
Why did I say bitch?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. No, look at this. You're not wrong. No. Read this.
In the ancient Belgium, the character of Santa Claus has to compete with that of... Okay, there we go. Santa's presumed project... Oh, that's so he was before Santa Claus.
Yeah. Progenitor, his father.
Yeah.
Cousin. Wait, click on it.
Cousin
wait,
father.
Wait, click
Wikipedia?
On it.
Find
it. No. All right.
Oh,
whatever.
Boy, another pop-up.
That's literally how we get from every page. So, full disclosure, this is a big... Big controversial thing.
Well, because this is one of the racist ones?
Yes.
Wait, okay, very so Sinterklaas is the primary source of the popular Christmas icon, Santa Claus. So it is the father, Father Christmas, mm-hmm. Grandfather Christmas, and this is the one who has a racist sidekick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Max, how many places have you lived? You said Singapore, the Netherlands.
I've lived 3 places. So Hong Kong, well, no, sorry, that's wrong. 3 different countries besides the United States. So I lived in... Hong Kong when I was very young, and then I lived in Holland when I was in elementary school, and then I lived in Singapore when I was in middle school and high school.
Wow.
I was actually pretty decent at Dutch because I was at the right age where I could retain languages very quickly, but then I came to the United States and no one speaks Dutch in Colorado. So
you don't have it anymore?
No. I remember that song just because I was excited about that song. But
hey, Max.
Mm-hmm?
It's time for chickens to come home to whatever. Okay.
Sounds good.
Whatever.
Go back to your email.
Okay.
And read what's in drafts.
All right. God. This is so intense.
You ready to read this?
I'm like hating it now that I'm looking at it. Let's do it. Scoreboard. And then click. I'm scared, and I don't want to be anymore. Not of you, certainly, but of the idea of our animus existing in the universe for us both. Can we ever be war buddies again? Certainly not. But I can do what I can to mitigate the toxic energy that exists between our energy spheres. So here's what I'm going to do. Here is a list of things I like about you. 1, you're funny. 2, you think about the world at large and small. 3, you're a thinker. 4, casserole. 5, you put energy into everything that you do. 6, you take everything you do seriously. 7, you move the world with lightness. hoping that there can be peace between us in these times of war. Parentheses, desert. Equal sign, Matt.
Great.
The difference between you move through the world with lightness and you move the world with lightness is vast.
It's huge. Okay. All right, Max. So here's what's going to happen. You have one chance to get this question right. If you don't, you have to send that email.
Okay.
And the reason, and here's the thing. Whether you send it or not, this person could have listened to this whole segment.
Totally.
Okay. Great. Popular among youths, the social media app Snapchat features a ghost icon with his tongue stuck out. What is the name of the ghost? A, Snappy Ghost. B, Ghostface Chilla. C, Sir Snappington. D, Ghost Host.
In theory, you can consult us because we don't know the answer. Nicole has recently stopped helping with these. I'm happy to help, but I don't know the answer. I really don't.
So, Snappy Ghost feels so perfect that I either think it's absolutely correct or like the mom version of what that icon is.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ghostface Chilla is too clever. I don't think that's what it is. And also, I feel like there'd be copyright infringement and stuff on that. What was C again?
Sir Snappington?
that feels right on for his Snapchat.
Yeah.
No, that's too high class.
Why is he a sir? The ghost.
Right. There's nothing sir about him. Because it's the one with the eyes closed, right? With the one eye closed. Mm-hmm. And he's like, has his tongue out. There's nothing sir about that. And then D was, I'm sorry.
Ghost Host.
I want to go with Ghost Host because that feels the most. Either that, it's either A or D. It's either Ghost Host.
Too bad you don't get two choices.
They were a 50-50.
What's your impulse, Matt?
God, I'm nervous. I don't understand Ghost Host.
It's an old thing, and I feel like it's reminiscent of like when you start up something new, and it's like Ghost Host. Like that's like, you know, you're like hosting a new platform or something.
Cool.
We haven't done this in a while, but I do feel like maybe now's the time to pull it back out. I think you need to go into your mind palace. You need to close your eyes.
Okay.
You need to, you're starting to walk down a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come around a right turn. You're coming through the tunnel, through the hallway.
Okay.
You're coming to a door. The answer is on the other side of that door. You're going to open the door in a second. So reach out for the doorknob.
Okay.
Open the door. The answer's there. What do you see?
Ghost Host. I'm going with Ghost Host. Ghost Host, final answer. Rachel, you're wrong.
Rachel, what is it?
What is it?
Chilla.
What?
Wow.
What?
Wow. Well, there should be a lawsuit coming. Hmm.
Okay, here it goes.
Oh boy.
God. Baby.
I thought we were there. I thought the Mind Palace was, it's rarely defeated. I thought it was going to work.
I am so surprised because that's the best name for that.
Yeah,
but I was convinced. I was convinced it was too clever.
It's a great question because Ghostface Chilla did stand out a lot.
Max, do you have anything you'd like to promote?
Oh, when is this going to come out?
Who knows?
Okay. Check me out on Mod Night at UCB. My team is What Would Do. Also, my show, not my show, the show that I'm in that Alex Estrada wrote, Branded Content Set Will Set You Free, is a great show at UCB also. So check those out. That'd be great. Cool.
And if you want to find us, you can get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at inboxthepodcast.
Yay, bye.
Mail.
Siri is going crazy.
Keep it in.
I'm sorry.
That's really, what's wrong with her?
I've dropped it too many times, and so now when it's in my pocket, sometimes it just starts going, putting Siri on.
Do you have a strained relationship with technology? Like, and I don't mean that.
Like a lightning rod in the bad way.
I guess I do. I think, you know what, this is going to sound weird, but I think it stems from I don't think I have enough respect for technology.
I just decided robots are people.
Really?
Yeah, within the last year, I accepted that AI fully 100% deserves all the right and the rights and empathy of people.
She's saying that so that when they take over, they'll be kind to her. Am I right about that?
No, I don't think it has an agenda. I mean, I do want them to know. I am virtue signaling to robots, 100%, no disagreement. But I decided sex robots is it's rape, and it just went from there.
Got it. That's a revelation.
Wow. I hate you.
I was trying to be earnest. I mean, that was kind of how to think about that for a long
time.
Yeah,
sorry. Do we have to put a trigger warning at the beginning of this episode? I mean that sincerely. That wasn't a joke about triggers.